This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Radio South Tyneside, your caring community radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Come people of the risen King, who delight to bring Him praise. Come all and tune your hearts to sing to the morning star of grace. From the shifting shadows of the earth, we will lift our eyes to Him. Where steady arms of mercy reach to
Easter, some Christians do what is called the Stations of the Cross in their churches by walking and praying before 14 different painted or carved illustrations set out around the inside of the church walls. These images represent the key moments of the trial, crucifixion, and burial of Jesus Christ. But if you want to see the most dramatic of all the Stations of the Cross, then go to Ballintubber Abbey in County Mayo in Ireland, for there set out around the outside of the abbey. The stations are there all year round and are life-sized, all set within the beauty of the abbey gardens. When my husband and I visited this abbey on a holiday in Ireland, we saw the Judas tree, Mary's house, a stone tomb complete with grave clothes, three crosses standing high by a waterfall. They were all so impressive, but there was also a stone path with shrubs at either side, known as the Road to Emmaus, and we both walked on it. This particular visual aid reminds me of our gospel reading today, in which two followers of Jesus were walking along the road to Emmaus, deep in conversation, when the risen Jesus joined them, but they failed to recognize him. Much like the singer of our next song, Marty Goetz, his eyes were not open to Jesus either. He hadn't realized Jesus was also a Jew, just like him, until he read the family tree in the opening to Matthew's Gospel. And as he read more of the Bible, he accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Messiah. Many people still don't recognize or acknowledge Jesus today. It says in the opening chapter of John's Gospel, Jesus came to his own, and his own did not recognize him. So let's listen to Marty singing Psalm 8 from his album, Psalm Enchanted Evening.
Adonai, Adonai, Adoneinu, Ma'adir Shimcha b'chol ha'aretz. Adonai, Adonai, Adoneinu, Asher tznahorcha al ha-shamayim. Your fingers, the moon, and the stars which you've ordained. What is man that you are mindful of him? And the Son of Man that you visit him? Oh, our Lord, how excellent your name in all of the earth. Oh Lord, how excellent is your name. Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all of the earth. Praises of singers, we infants and babes whom he's ordained. Oh, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the Son of Man that you visit him? Oh, can you sing with us, oh Lord, our Lord? Excellent is your name in all of the earth. Oh Lord, how excellent is your name. Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all of the earth.
Let's listen to the gospel reading about the road to Emmaus. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they'd seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the woman had said, but they did not see Jesus. He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it's nearly evening, the day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. There are many ways in which Jesus reveals himself to people today, through his word, through spiritual experiences, and even through dreams and visions. The prophet Jeremiah says there's only one way to make discoveries, and that is to search with your whole heart. He wrote of God saying, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart, and I will be found of you." You can read those words in Jeremiah 29:13. Let's listen to a beautiful hymn called Amazing Grace, Nashville style, sung here by Laurie White.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to feel, and grace my fears relieved. I'll pray. was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see.
Cleopas is named as one of these disciples on the road. The other may have been his wife or a friend. And they were discussing Jesus' cruel death by crucifixion and bemoaning the fact that Jesus had been everyone's hope for the saving of Israel. They were also discussing the rumours that were now going around about an empty tomb. Perhaps they were so engrossed in conversation they failed to really study the face of the stranger who joined them on the road. But they were also travelling west at sunset, away from Jerusalem. Perhaps the glare was in their eyes, but soon their gloom was about to turn to exhilaration. It seems that gospel accounts of the resurrection show that Jesus' risen body could appear and disappear. Locked doors were no barrier. He was no ghost. His wounds could be touched. He could break bread and eat it. Here was one quite unlike Lazarus, Jairus' daughter, and the widow of Nain's son, who all had died and been brought back to life. But there was a normality about them, and they would one day die again. But Jesus' risen body was altogether far more mysterious, for he had somehow entered into death and come out of the other side. He had somehow conquered death, never to die again. His physical appearance wasn't immediately obvious at first glance. Recent events of Jesus' crucifixion were well known throughout the land, causing these two disciples to say incredulously to the stranger, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who doesn't know the things that have happened in these days?" We might have said the same, mightn't we? "Where on earth have you been that you didn't know this?" Let's listen to "My Jesus, My Saviour," sung by Darlene Zetsch.
My Jesus, my Saviour, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower or refuge or strength, let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord on the earth, let us sing. Mountains bow down and the seas roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I love you, forever I'll stand. Lord, there is none like you.
sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. The mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hand. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy.
And so on the road, Jesus began to teach these two disciples all that Moses and the prophets had foretold about the Messiah. The truth was there to be discovered right through the ancient books of the law and the prophets, and so Jesus taught them all they needed to know. When they reached their destination, Jesus was about to leave them and walk on when they invited him to join them for a meal. It's interesting that Jesus did not impose himself upon them, but accepted their invitation. As Jesus broke bread with them, they suddenly recognized him. Then he disappeared. Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us, they said, astonished. It was then that the disciples rushed back to Jerusalem to tell the others the news. This is 7 miles we're talking about, at the end of the day, only to find that at the other end the disciples had a tale to tell too, of Jesus also appearing to them. Some still today have this sense of their hearts suddenly burning within them when they discover Jesus for themselves. John Wesley had this to say of his experience. About 8:45 p.m., while the speaker was describing the change which God works in the heart through faith in Christ, I felt my heart strangely warmed. I felt I did trust in Christ, Christ alone for salvation, and an assurance was given me that he had taken away my sins, even mine, and saved me from the law of sin and death. Here's a lovely prayer to finish today's program, a prayer written by someone called Nathan Beamer. Let us pray. Open our eyes too, Lord. Without the gift of your revelation, our eyes are kept from recognizing you. Appear before us suddenly, unexpectedly, in all your glory, so that we too may proclaim to a world in despair that we have seen the risen Lord. Amen. Have a good week, everyone. It's bye from me, Sheila Hamill, and from Andrew Ridgwick, my technician.
Bye, everyone.
Here's Glory and Praise to Our God to end with by Dan Shute. Bye for now.
Glory and praise to our God, who alone gives life to our days. Many are the blessings he bears to those who trust in his way.
Daughters and sons of him who built the valleys and plains. Praise the wonders our God has done in every heart that sings.
His
strengthens us like gold that's tested in